Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. We were looking at the key of life, that is sleeping. And we said sleeping is very essential, very important for the survival of the human being. Because when we sleep, we recharge, we regenerate. We get all the power and energy we need for the second day to do our jobs and our tasks as perfect as we could. And if we mess them up, then obviously we are going to have a problem. So we are looking at the adequates of sleeping from the hadith and narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi as-salam in a hadith, he says, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So he's telling us and informing us what the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ used to do. And this is the sunnah, meaning he wants me and you to imitate the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ when it comes to doing things before sleep or during sleep. He says, he brushes his teeth before he sleeps. And I think we have dedicated a few episodes to brushing one teeth before. وَيَأْخُذُ مَضْجَعَهُ. And then he takes his resting place. So he has a resting place and he brushes his teeth and he goes and he lays down and rests in it. When he comes to sleep, he would first go on his right side. He sleeps on his right side. And he would put his hand and his palm under his right cheek. So he places his whole head and his face on his right cheek. So this is one part what the Prophet used to do, salamullahi alayhi. Now me, I can imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that being a mu'min and I need to follow the Prophet. So I brush my teeth, I go to my resting place and I go on my right and put my right hand on my right cheek. Imam Rida alayhi salam, he says, "Inna an-nawm sultanu ad-damagh." Sleep is the king, is the ruler of the brain. Because if there is no sleep, the brain would work. But if a person sleeps, the brain will function perfectly. وَهُوَ قَوَامُ الْجَسَدِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. With sleep, the body becomes stronger and has more energy. So do not neglect sleep. And then the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Rida, continues and he says, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ النَّوْمِ. If you want to sleep, فَلْيَكُنْ إِضْطِجَاعُكَ أَوَّلًا عَلَى شَقِّكَ الْأَيْمَنِ. If you want to sleep, sleep on your right side. ثُمَّ انْقَلِبْ عَلَى الْأَيْسَرِ. Then move to the left. وَكَذَلِكَ فَقُمْ مِنْ مَضْجَعِكَ. And if you want to get up from your sleep, عَلَى شَقِّكَ الْأَيْمَنِ. So you go back to your right hand side and then you go up. كَمَا بَدَأْتُ بِهِ عَنْدَ نَوْمِكَ. In the same way that you started on your right hand side. So when it comes to sleeping, so first a person needs to sleep on his right because we said this is how the mu'mineen sleep. And then you move on your to your left in case you have eaten, food needs to be digested. And then you go back to your right and then you wake up if you want to continue. Now we leave it here and let us take a short break and then we will continue right after. So don't go anywhere.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is
on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Keys of Life, مفاتيح الحياة. Al-Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, an old person or an old man should not sleep unless he is full of food, that he ate a good heavy meal. Why is that? Why does an old man need to eat, make sure that he's full when he sleeps? He says, فَإِنَّهُ أَهْدَأُ لِنَوْمِهِ It is more peaceful, more relaxing for his sleep. وَأَطْيَبُ لِنَكْهَتِهِ That his breath will smell a lot better when he wakes up. So obviously this prescription is specific to the old people. Because old people, as they get old, they become more restless. They hardly sleep, or they keep waking up, or whatever reason. With old people, they have said to have problem with their sleep. So instead of taking medication to put you to sleep, the Imam says, no. All you have to do is eat. Make sure you're full. Not over being over full, but just eat that you are not hungry. Don't sleep while you're hungry. Because when you sleep and you're full, meaning not hungry, it means that you're going to have a very deep sleep. And the body needs a deep sleep to have energy and regenerate and recharge. Having a shallow sleep, a sleep that you can wake up any minute, is not going to give you the energy that you require. You really need to go into a very, very deep state of sleep. And the Al-Bayt alayhi salam, they say this happens is when you do what? When you eat and make sure that you're not hungry. And therefore, when it comes to eating meals in Islam, we only have two meals. We have breakfast, and the Imams alayhi salam, it says you need to eat your breakfast before sunrise and have another meal at Maghrib time. Before you go to sleep, you have another meal and have a big, heavy meal, like meaning that you get full, not obviously being overfilled, but to enough that you are not hungry any longer. And then you go to sleep. And when you sleep, it will be a deep sleep. Why? Because you just have eaten. Sometimes we hear people giving the wrong advice. They say, oh, don't eat a lot so your sleep becomes light so you can wake up for salah. Actually, that's wrong. Because what happens is if you eat before you sleep, you will have very deep sleep. In the first few hours of your deep sleep, your body will charge very quickly. So it becomes a fast charge. Right? And then the body slowly itself is tries to wake up and becomes light. So by the time it's salah time, the body by itself will wake up. But if we keep the body light, our sleep becomes light, we will struggle to sleep and we keep waking up, we hear noises, this and that. By the time salah comes, my body did not get enough recharge, did not get enough energy. And so when it comes time to salah, my body says, no. Sleep. I need more energy. Don't wake up. So actually, the advice we've been given by a lot of people that we should not eat before we or eat a lot, or at least what I mean by a lot is that we are full, we're not hungry, is the wrong advice. The Ahlul Bayt, however, they say the opposite. Eat. Make sure you're full. make sure you are not hungry. So it's a heavy meal, and you go to sleep. And when you sleep, it will be a deep, fully energizing, full, fast charge sleep. We will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.